So where's the office back at Division?
The in office, baby. Going up.
What's up, Buckeye Nation? You're tuned in to the Buckeye Cast.
Sets, fires, touchdown, Garrett Wilson. Wow!
In the end zone! Oh, what a catch! Jeremy Rucker, give me that!
Fields, the throw, steps up, delivers deep down the field, he's got a receiver, a long way, touchdown, Buckeyes!
Now here's your host, Joe Warwick.
The Ohio State Buckeyes!
What's up? We are back, baby. We are back. I think we're going to have football this week, guys. As always, folks, this is the only commercial-free podcast that covers Ohio State football. The only. I pay for this out of my fucking pockets. This comes directly off my fucking bank account. I pay for this entire thing, the website, all of it. So please keep that in mind when you give us a 5-star rating, if you do. Subscribe to us. Download the show multiple times, over and over. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. That's probably the best place to find me. I am your lovable host, Joe. Got Jeff and Sean in here. As always, don't forget to visit the supply store. Shit is flying off the shelves. Get your Beat Sparty shirts. Get your Beat Michigan shirts. Fucking Michigan game is only 4 weeks away, folks. Yeah.
It should be this fucking weekend.
I know it's weird, man, having Thanksgiving without beating Michigan.
Ugh.
That turkey doesn't go down the same, does it?
Well, I don't even know. You're not allowed to get together anymore for Thanksgiving, so how the hell are we going to have a turkey? There's only four of us.
I'm getting like a side of ham, just a quarter ham.
Yeah. I'll have the wing.
Clark? Save the neck for me, Clark.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got Jeff and Sean in here, as usual. Jeff's
what's up, brother?
In Orlando. Sean's up in Detroit.
Put a hoodie on tonight, Joe. We got a Orlando got a little cold front going. I had to put a hoodie on.
Oh, yeah.
Still got shorts and no socks.
I had to go long sleeve tee outdoors.
Be careful with that hoodie down there, Trevon.
Oh, yeah, especially in Orlando.
I'm in my fenced in yard, homie. If someone comes in this yard, it's going to be reversal.
But like a reverse suplex, or what are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to be the 100. You come into my yard.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm going to wear my hoodie in my backyard without fear.
Yeah. Look like you're breaking in.
Why is he breaking out of his house?
You look like you robbed the joint.
It's like he's trying to leave.
It is my black Ohio State hoodie, and I do have the hood up. So Somebody may call thief.
So what are we looking at? Any bourbon to discuss this week?
Not on my end.
Nope. Okay. I haven't had any bourbon this week. A couple beers. Drinking Corona right now.
The other night, I went bourbon, scotch, bourbon. So I wrapped a nice little glass of scotch around some bourbon. Yeah, I went a little Buffalo and then some Johnny Walker Double Black. If you like smoky shit, that's where you should live. The Double Black is like eating a fire.
Yeah.
It's good, though. I'll fucking do it every day if I could.
In a good way.
Yeah. Not the charred tongue kind of way. Then some bourbon on top of that. And did some Eagle, back-to-back Eagles. Yeah. Oh, Jeff, I'm going to bring a bottle of Buffalo over when we come over in December.
Fucking A.
F and A, Cotton. F and A.
Yeah. That should have been canceled.
What's that?
What, the
whatever, whatever the fuck you think you got going on.
unless they got state troopers on I-4, Joe, I think you'll be okay, because I'm not shutting down my family get-together.
I know some back roads.
There are some.
Yeah, we'll go through Haines City, Haines Shitty.
Good luck.
You're going to need it.
Sean, yeah, Sean, you guys up there, what's going on?
We locked it down.
Are you allowed to get out of your neighborhood? Or are they?
But are you on a curfew?
I don't know. I haven't been outside. I think they're going to shoot you if you get off your front porch. I'm not sure. It's nuts. No, they locked us down again. My kids haven't been to school this year. Yeah, it's nuts. Everything's closed. You can get a haircut. All the restaurants, bars are closed. You can get takeout, I think, still. But they said, and outdoor dining. Well, it's like 30 fucking 5 degrees. Sitting outside.
Help yourself.
Dress warm.
Now down here, we've only been inside one restaurant since this whole thing started. Really? It's pretty nice. You can find outdoor seating. Had outdoor seating at the Cheesecake Factory last week. Excellent choice. Excellent choice. On the side road right there. Do you guys remember Winter Park Village?
Sure.
And great. Nice and great quiet. Table. There wasn't anybody for two tables from us. It was nice and quiet because there's a lot of business. A lot of businesses shut down. A
lot of COVID running around down there. Keep How's your Brio doing? On.
It was good.
Brio's though, still functioning?
No, Brio's gone. Mm.
Heavens to
Audi. Yeah.
That's my favorite place.
See. Your playground.
had a server give me a little
okay.
Holy shirts and pants under the bar one night. Holy shirts and pants. Anyway,
there was some good times sitting there at the bar scene. It real.
Yeah, it did okay. It played well. No Kiwis. Never measure up to Kiwis.
Oh, jeez. I'm still not allowed to go in there. That's like on the list. My wife has a list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiwis, Cheers.
Mulligans.
Mulligans. The Notorious Three.
Jesus.
Sean's been in those, right? Sean, you've been in Kiwis. I know that.
I don't get hung up on names. You know, I go where I'm at.
You never look at the sign when you're
walking. No, why would I? It's culpable deniability. I don't know where I was.
Yeah, it could be rainbows. It could be anything.
Who's the wife listens to the podcast?
Right. All right, boys. So this is mid-season. Yeah, this is the middle of the season, by the way. Four weeks in, we played three games, and it's the middle of the season.
And we have Notre Dame sitting there at 8-0 with a win over Clemson.
Yeah, we've got a lot of teams with eight games played. Well done, Big Ten, well done.
That's why I'm still for... I got no problem if Ohio State wants to look for greener pastures. But I don't think Big Ten ever does Ohio State any favors. I don't know, maybe I'm biased, but it just...
I mean, we get that $50 million check from the Big Ten Network. You got to replace that now.
Yeah, well, guess what? All those other schools get those checks because Ohio State's at conference,
right?
Exactly. Now, do you look at the Notre Dame route, getting a network contract?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what NBC pays them, but I bet it's more than $50 million.
Well, Texas has their own network.
Getting the SEC or getting the big, or I don't care what you do. If Ohio State had a network, it would be successful. I guarantee it.
Sure.
It'd probably be the best network in the country.
You got Texas with their own network.
Yeah, but
you could still be in a conference and have your own network.
Yeah, true. But they don't have does the conference have a TV contract? No.
Yeah. Like Big Ten.
Sure do. Yeah.
SEC network. See, I don't think those guys.
The Big 12 Network? Have you guys heard of the Big 12 Network?
No, Big 12 doesn't have their own TV.
That's
network.
What I'm saying. You can't be in the Big 10 and have Ohio State network because they have a Big 10 network. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think any conference would take you unless you said, "Hey, mm-hmm. you got to give that up."
Yeah,
and join the SEC network or ACC network. I don't know. Just the Big Ten was a complete disappointment over the last few years, frankly, on a lot of different things. And they always seem to be behind it.
And the thing is, we haven't, do they have a basketball schedule yet? I mean, they're fucking basketball.
Oh, it came out today. It starts today. In a week.
Yeah, okay. Jesus. Way to get it in there.
Hey, guess what? Jesus. It'll be canceled in a couple days.
True. Yeah, DeWine's not going to let anybody play in Ohio, for sure. Michigan doesn't sound like Michigan's going to get allowed playing ball.
They just yanked families of the football team out of the stadium.
Because of DeWine, yeah.
So and players
our governor, coaches. Our governor said all sports are done. So all my kids' last hockey practice was last night. They're done for at least 3 weeks. But, you know, that always turns into 6 weeks. And
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they said professional sports, but then it was out there. You certainly can't classify Michigan and Michigan State football as professional sports. No. But I think they're allowing them to play because the testing policies and that type
the
of
protocol,
stuff.
Like the NFL, right, right.
As they Does the Lions be, still I mean, count as professional?
Right.
They're still paying people. I mean,
those guys are case player of the week.
They got uniforms and everything. It's really great. So how about that game last week, guys? I can't believe I got to touch on a few bullet points here real quick. First of all, I can't believe they let Fields stay in there and throw 10 touchdowns against Maryland. Jesus Christ. That was insane. Then they let Jack Miller and C.J. Stroud, they both come in and throw for 5 touchdowns each, too. You believe that shit? I thought Ryan Day would have pulled all of them by then, but that was pretty nuts. Defense was okay, but I think Justin Fields is back in the Heisman race, don't you think?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it seems to be week by week. Kyle Trask is all of a sudden a darling in the Heisman race after just, you know, Sunshine is out, and then we had to take the week off.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he's played big games. You know, he played Georgia and bit the brakes off of him, and he's got bigger numbers than Joe Burrow. So, mm-hmm. and the SEC with them plowing ahead, you know, and getting games in, and well, they had 2 games. I think they got suspended or canceled. But, I mean, Justin Fields is just—he's behind the 8-ball. He's got to catch up. Now, remember, they're going to be playing when the SEC is done playing. Well,
we'll see. The SEC has bye weeks built in, so they can stretch their season out. Everybody's got to be done by December 19th.
But I mean, Fields will have his time to show out. If he keeps performing like he is, I mean, the total numbers for the season won't be there, but people will see, like, you know, that he is what they thought he was before the season started, because he was the odds-on favorite to win it before the season. Right. He just hasn't shown it.
What was it after 2 games? He had more touchdowns than incompletions?
Still does.
Still does.
Still does. After
yeah.
That's insane.
Hey, does anybody care about the NBA draft? It's on tonight.
Fuck no.
What is the NBA?
Right. Like, I heard that today. I'm like, oh, yeah. Who's getting drafted? Fuck if I know. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Trask is the Heisman favorite right now, according to Bet Online, at plus 150. Sure. Fields is plus 225. Mac Jones plus 225. Trevor Lawrence plus 350.
So Trax took over the lead the week that the other 3 didn't play.
Bingo.
Makes sense. I'm not worried. I'm not too worried about those odds.
Well, the game we didn't play, is it verified that Maryland could have played that game and just chose not to?
It's very strange.
There's no transparency from the where's the leadership in a conference. There's no.
They're still scheduled to play Saturday, which you're supposed to be out 21 days.
Yeah. What are we doing? What is going on? It's only 21 days if the conference comes down and says you can't play, and then they hit you 21 because it.
No, that's the thing.
I know. See, I know. I know that possibly can't be. Like, there's no transparency. Why? How can you just? Why are there rules? And then some of them get enforced and some aren't because we had a player miss a game on a false positive.
It's the individual programs are choosing to sit out with no repercussions. It's not you're not taking an L because the Big Ten network is not. I mean, the Big Ten is not making these guys sit. It's they're taking it on their own choice, like Wisconsin did for 2 weeks, and now Maryland did. So, and there's no negative side to it. It's crazy town,
right? I don't get it. I don't. So the
kids, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I think you should take an L unless the Big Ten tells you you have to sit. Then it's a no.
If you're transparent and you prove that, hey, look, we've got over the limit of people positive, then okay, it's COVID year and we call that a canceled game. Right. But if you're not transparent and you're not providing that data. And I know there's HIPAA laws and this and that, blah, blah, blah. But, real data, you can at least confirm cases. And if it's not over the thing, then, yeah, you take the L.
Yep, exactly. Wisconsin should have taken at least one. Maryland should have taken one. You can't tell me either that or they had players that were positive at the Penn State game prior to our game.
I thought that was admitted.
No, I've never seen anything about that.
I mean, if
it's one or the other. They're positive then or they're positive now.
Then what
and if you're playing in violation of the 21-day.
Indiana have. If I'm Indiana, I don't play Ohio State this week.
Why not?
Because I'm undefeated and I just get this game canceled. And then I'll go on and I'll be undefeated. And I got one more win over Ohio State because Ohio State lost two games. And I only lost one.
There you go.
And now I'm going to the Big Ten Championship. Yep. And Ohio State is there with their six wins. And I got seven.
Right. And we still go to the playoff.
How's that make you feel?
And we go to the playoff as a non-Big Ten champion. And Indiana sits at home. Right. But, I mean, but you're right. But in your theory, Sean, they could say, contact tracing. We did contact tracing and there's 20 there's 30 guys contact tracing exposure, so we got to hold them out. It's too risky for us.
But we still have not established that playing football makes you contract COVID.
On top of that, if Indiana were to do that or somebody else, and then the last game of the season, who do we play? Yeah, and I could see those guys backing out in a second. Yeah. Just to fuck us. And then Ohio State ends up 5-0. Yeah. And our best wins fucking...
You must follow me on Twitter, Sean. You sneaky son of a bitch.
But you're right. I mean, if no transparency is going to lead to conspiracy.
What are we supposed to think? I mean, if we're exactly. not gonna, nobody's talking about it, and that fuckhead Kevin Warren is not to be found. I mean, has anybody seen this guy alive?
I've heard comments from every Power Five commissioner, even Larry Scott, except Kevin Warren.
Sankey's out there like every week talking about this.
Yeah, talking about the playoffs too. He's like, we gotta get this in. We're not gonna keep pushing it down the line. We need to get this shit in,
boys. With this type of, I don't think we're getting this season in.
I mean, define this season. How many games?
6.
You mean the conclusion? You don't think we're getting a conclusion? We're not. You don't think we're going to be able to?
I don't think we're going to get 6. To name games,
What about the championship weekend, whatever it's called?
I doubt it.
So you're saying just the Big Ten, or you're saying like college football won't name its champion this year? Because if the Big Ten doesn't make it,
I think college football's got a lot better chance than the Big Ten.
The ACC is blowing through the season.
You have too many teams in the Big Ten that are willing to call off a game at the drop of a hat. Michigan State, pretty much the only ones that want to play all the time are Ohio State. Well, that's about it. I mean, Nebraska, I think, wants to play. Everybody else, I feel like, is just willing to say, yeah, we'll sit out a game. Yeah, we won't play. I don't know. I don't feel there's passion among their programs. Indiana's probably passionate right now. But even Whiskey, you thought Whiskey would be, a passionate team about playing, and I don't know, man.
They came back when Graham Mertz was damn good and ready. Not a minute sooner.
Right. Chris is like, well, I got a quarterback for the first time in Wisconsin history. Yeah. You may play without him?
Right. Why should I take 2 L's?
Yeah.
When you don't have to, why would you take an L?
I mean, there wasn't even a statement about from the Big Ten in support or in question of or asking of questions to Wisconsin. There was nothing. They just said, "No, we're not ready." No, not ready. Yeah. And the Big Ten they said nothing. Like what? Yeah. There's not even a comment. Like. We feel Wisconsin is serving in the best interest of the kids, blah blah blah. They say nothing.
Yeah. All right, so it's let's ridiculous. Get into this Indiana game while we still
alleged game.
So yeah, you say.
Yeah, it's pins and needles right up into the foot meets the ball, right? On Saturday afternoon.
Foot meets your balls.
I've had enough of those. So this is in Columbus. It's the Big Noon Fox game, so should have plenty of eyeballs. Again, like I mentioned, no families of players and coaches allowed in the stadium, so it's going to be even more lame than ever. What's his name? Tom Ryan. Is that the coach's name? Tom Ryan?
Yeah, Allen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom Allen.
Yeah. He's coming in 4-0. These guys are on fire. Somehow they put together a hell of a season. They smashed the team up north, smashed Penn State in a questionable overtime call.
Well,
you don't think that was iffy? That wasn't on the borderline,
the call,
at least?
The call was iffy. They didn't smash Penn State, though.
Penn State had over twice the yard. Okay. I think it's Indiana in that game.
I'll hear that argument.
They upset Penn State. I'll say they upset Penn State.
I agree.
I don't want to say that they're blowing the doors off of everybody they're playing this year. I didn't want to make it sound like they're like some jerk.
Well, they are now. It seems like.
Yeah, they just shut out Sparty, who.
Would they be
done
by
24-0? Yeah, 24.
That'll work.
Yeah. They abused Michigan's secretary. These poor guys. If I were one of those guys, I'd just
you say secretary or secondary.
You said secretary
because one of them's a felony.
Well, either the secretary or the secondary, they should be opting out at this point, in my opinion. opting out of the job. Because Indiana likes to whip the ball around the yard a little bit. And Michigan gave up. Yeah, Michigan gave up, what, 340 passing?
They're not good.
Then they give up 340 rushing to fucking Wisconsin last week.
340?
Jesus. Yeah, it was. I knew it was over 300. I didn't remember the exact number, but yeah, that was fucking I don't know why I got so much joy from watching that, because we need Michigan to be we need
these teams to look good, but we don't need any of these Big Ten fags.
No, we really don't. I mean, but just for the conference's sake, the conference needs the big schools to do well. But in our sake, we need to be able to get to play Wisconsin, and hopefully they're undefeated. So, yeah. You know, we just need them to
win. We just got to win them all. They'll fall where they fall. Win them all, we'll get in. It's five.
Right. Right. Because
I think the Big Ten... We got to get six games in.
Of course, because the Big Ten, the one fucking thing that they did say, where they were quick to say right at the beginning, oh, you're going to need to play six games to be eligible to play in our championship.
Yeah. Yeah, that came out right before week one.
Yeah.
That's a nice little info drop on a Friday evening.
Yeah. But we'll allow Maryland to just hammer you.
Right.
They can decide your fate.
Right.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh at the end of the year could decide our fate. Nah, I don't love that.
It's almost like, hey, you're gonna play so many games, but we're not gonna say anything about the teams that don't want to play those certain amount of games. What the fuck does that mean? I mean, like, you gotta explain yourself. I want to hear what's the logic? Why that mandate was put out right before the season started. And then question two, there's been no comments to these teams that haven't, because they haven't hit those barriers or whatever whatever the fuck you want to call it, the Big Ten's protocols or
right.
guidelines as far as where, right. you know, the infected yeah. cases, but
yeah.
there's nothing.
Well, regardless,
it drives me insane.
Right.
Yes.
So sorry. Indiana.
Sorry.
No, Michael yeah. Penis Jr. This guy likes to throw the ball around. He's got his nice little three-man weave here down the field of Watt Fillier. These guys, they're like the all-name team here. Tight end Peyton Hendershot. I think I gave one of those to the old lady last night. And then my guy, Ty Freifogel. It sounds like a new Asian fusion restaurant or something. I love Pad Thai. these guys, they're going to go deep on us, and the secondary is really going to have their shit wired tight. Wade's going to have to get out of his ass. Proctor's going to be in there. Marcus Williamson, all these guys. Things are going to be stressed down the field, guys.
No doubt. If Penix has time,
he does throw it around. Our pass rush hasn't been ideal.
Right. No, that's it does have kind of have me concerned in this game. They do have. I mean, they've been effective through the air. We have shown to be suspect at certain points, giving up, you know, plays through the air. Our best corner has been outdueled in a couple jump balls. You know, they're going to test him. I bet they're going to test Wade, and he's got to start to show up.
Yeah.
You got to start to, you know, to let teams know this side of the field's closed. Fuck, try again. So
the Hoosiers have been on the cusp for a few years. This is going to be a good game. They've got some, you know, they got some talented players that can make plays, and you know, they'll have to play out of their mind. But the secondary is going to have to step up. And I do see Penix making some plays to some of these guys. Pretty confident in our run D right now. I think the linebacker's playing well.
Yeah.
But I'm expecting the D-line to get a little more push this week. We've had a little extra time to, you know, see what old Indiana and Penix are up to. I think you might see some stuff that try to slow him down a bit.
He is a little mobile, so if you get that push up the middle, he can roll. You know, he's left-handed, so he's going to roll the opposite side. He still get loose a little bit. He's not going to run a lot, you know, for major yardage, but you never know. We've seen semi-mobile quarterbacks run for some yards on us.
A lot of yards.
Yeah. Yeah, to put it nicely.
Yeah, so that we're definitely going to have to worry about contain. He's definitely going to have be a good test for us. He's playing with a lot of confidence. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a real good test for our defense. I think we will give up some. There's going to be some big plays, but I also think we might get a turnover to maybe one of those things. It's going to be. I'm leaning. I don't want to spoil it yet. I'm leaning towards the over.
Oh.
I think we might be. We're going to have decent weather, I'm assuming. So I think we might be getting, giving up some plays, but I really don't think. They say their strength is their secondary. All right. We'll go good on good then. I like my chances with our offense. So I think there might be a lot of points scored if the climate's good for passing. I think we'll be looking at a lot of points for sure, both ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you like to go both ways, Jeff. rushing game. Whoa. Don't forget about Stevie Scott. He's been around a little while. On defense.
Has he? I forgot.
Yeah, he has. Stevie Scott, yeah, third, by the way.
Yeah, like 3 years. I think it's the third year.
Yeah. Defense, they like to blitz the kitchen sink all day long, so they're going to get after the quarterback, so ball security is going to be key by Justin Fields and even the running backs, for that matter. O-line and pass pro is going to be most important when we are on offense. That's how they've won these games. They're getting major turnovers.
Mm-hmm. They have top five in the country, I believe.
Yeah,
I think top five in the country and point in a differential.
Right.
But, I mean, that's. I mean, this might be a game, Sean.
Yeah, but they played Michigan State and they got a bunch on Penn State.
Mm. Yeah, that's you get seven against Michigan State. That's
right.
It's a good starter. Start off plus seven.
Yeah, it's easy to shut a team out there, for sure.
But with you're talking about like a lot of blitzing. Our tight ends are healthy. Run DMC. This might be a game for him or Sermon to be more in the backfield, catching a lot of those dump off passes to slow down that blitz, and as opposed to Teague being the running back in those, in those situations. So maybe their pressure game will lead to maybe some run DMC sightings.
Oh, there you go.
This weekend. Another spoiler alert possibly for later.
Oh, all right.
Players to watch.
Getting aroused. So yeah, let's
jump DMC in talk will do that to you.
Keep it light. Let's get into our microscopes then, since we're getting all tantalized by some run DMC talk. I'll start right there with you, Jeff. Who do you have going on offense?
Well, nicely done. I'm expecting unless there's been some injury setback this week, I expect to see him out there, first team, for a couple of drives.
All right.
Just not. Second half.
Whatever. Running with the ones.
Yeah.
Who you liking out there?
Run DMC. Uh-huh. Getting them in there to combat that the pressure, the blitz that they're bringing. Now, there's two schools of thought, I guess, with you going for pass blocking or pass receiving out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. But,
you have an Indiana linebacker on run DMC in space when you did a dumbass blitz. And he beats that, and it's a big play.
That's what I'm kind of thinking. That's what I'm leaning towards. So I'd like to see Darren McCall, DeMario McCall, sorry.
Yeah, his brother, Darren.
Darren Sproul. Stud. DeMario McCall. DMC to make an impact this week.
All right, Sean, how do you feel about that?
I love that. That's a great call. How could I, if I ever went against run DMC? On anything?
No, this is a pro run DMC podcast, as always.
And I'd take Steel Chambers, but I'm not going to this week. I'm going with my boy Garrett Wilson.
Ooh, he's going to go.
If he gets 100 yards this week, that's 100 yards in each of the first four games, I believe.
That's true. Very true.
He's getting into some rare air in there.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that their season numbers will be so skewed because of less games. Yeah. But we had the potential to put up like LSU last year numbers. You know, 5,000 yards passing, 2,000 yard receivers. That was all within reach.
Nine players accused of rape. Whoops! I thought you meant those numbers.
Let's hope not. Yeah. So yeah, I got Wilson.
Have we got time to get into that.
I'm just, you know, I feel a little spoiled right now. I'm just really enjoying watching Olave and Wilson play right now.
Oh yeah,
they're fun to watch.
It's like Hall and Oates. All right, I'm gonna go with
Oates, but whatever.
I'm going Master Teague. I think we need the battering ram against these guys. I see him going for $150+. I think this could be his breakout game. Think back to, I realize Master Teague is not a J.K. Dobbins, but J.K. had his best games against Indiana. And I think we're going to see a little weak spot. Yes, they like to pressure on a pass, but I'm not sure they have the beef up the middle to stop a battering ram like Master Teague all day long. Might stop him in the first half. Not so sure about the second half.
Well, if Meyer and Miller, you know, get that push.
Exactly. Yep. Start leaning on some boys.
Get nasty.
Yep. I think T goes for $150. I think this is a big game for him. Jeff, let's flip back over to you on the other side of the ball. Defense, who do you have on your microscope?
Sean Wade. I'm gonna stick with the corners. Just okay. picking the top dog this week. Show out. These are probably your best set of receivers that they've played against. Got to make plays. Show us your first round draft pick.
Okay, Sean, what do you think?
I'm not going tough Borland this week. I know what you think.
Wow, that's a surprise.
I'm going Tyreek Smith.
Ooh. Didn't I have him a couple weeks ago?
Well, that was your little premature whatever it was. This is the week.
That's what the old lady calls it.
You know, it's been a little underwhelming on the ends.
Yeah,
and I think Tyreek might be the guy that kind of shows out this week and finally starts bringing that whole group together. And I hope he brings Coop and Harrison along with him. Mm-hmm. Friday. You know, that looks like that Friday. Friday and Jean Baptiste are going hard, man.
I see a lot of Tyler Friday on the field. So he must be earning it. You know, I'm sure that's they're going hard, you know, every day they can. You never know with health. I mean, none of those guys are ever listed on any type of health or any type of injury report. Mm-hmm. But so you assume that they're all just healthy. But Friday's getting a lot of playing time.
We're just not seeing a lot of production out of these guys, the DNs, like sacks, TFLs. You know, Jean Baptiste is in there. We're just not seeing a lot of production out of him. Zach Harrison, you know, he's been basically persona non grata. You know, where the hell's he been? All right,
hey,
I'm going Marcus Hooker. I think the back end of the secondary, or the defense, I should say, is the key this week with Michael Penis throwing the ball all over the yard. Safeties are going to be key. I'm really concerned about the corners as well, but I was in a toss up between Proctor and Hooker, and I'm going to go Hooker to take out the penis.
That was a proctologist.
Won't be the first time. Hooker's got to start making tackles. He's got to be more sure tackler. We can't. You can't have him throwing shoulder pads at people. You know, just glancing
by.
Very
true.
He's got to make tackles.
Yeah.
Or Proctor's going to take over his spot.
Well,
I like. It seems like I have a feeling that Proctor's like emerging
again.
A little bit, so
again, the lack of depth in that secondary is really painting us in a corner. You know,
I wonder. You know, if they both start slipping, I wonder if you can see some Cam Martinez getting that spot.
I'll take it. Ryan Watts, fuck whoever, I don't care.
Yeah, the freshmen are gonna. They're all gonna play if we don't get production. I mean, they're gonna start. They'll try everybody. I mean, it is. You know, there's like you were saying, Joe. Like this is a free year of eligibility. You don't have to play that game with, we really want to register this guy, so we can't play him too much. Fuck it. They're just all hands on deck.
That Rutgers game, Bryson Shaw was the only one that wanted to hit somebody in that second half.
Yeah, get him out there. We just need someone out there. You need that guy to tackle, like Jeff said. You got to make all the tackles.
Yep.
You got to make all of them.
Exactly. We need the eraser back there like Jordan Fuller was. Undervalued for sure. All right,
let's get out in the pros too.
Six-round pick starting for the Rams.
And making plays, contributing.
So let's get into these score predictions. Buckeyes, I have them at -20.5. I've seen 21 elsewhere. Over-under, 66.5.
66.5, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Get your calculator out.
Yeah, I was told there would be no math.
Oh, wow. Sean, we'll skip over Jeff until he gets his algebra together.
I'm good.
No, go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. Score, I think we cover. Let's go 48-21.
Okay. Is that a question or an answer?
No, 40. No, this is an answer. 48,
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
All right. We will be bringing these up next week, by the way, so stay tuned, folks. Loser gets their feet held to the fire.
I got Buckeyes covering over as well. Just bump Jeff's a little bit. 52-24.
Okay. So everybody's seeing some points scored on this Buckeye defense. I'm going to have to go ahead and agree. I'm going Price is Right rules, 59-24.
Mm.
Buckeyes put up some major points, but they also give up some major points. And hopefully we get Justin Fields out of there in the third quarter.
That's ideal. I don't give a fuck really if we cover or not. If we can get him, if we can sit him for at least a quarter and a half,
let's get him some Heisman numbers first. Get him 4, 5, 6 touchdowns, then get him out. Yeah,
just get them first six in, and then we can bowl him.
Right, exactly. Maybe 350 on.
Just Coach Day just says, "Hey, just you only got six in you today." All right.
So yeah, all right. So we all see this as an easy W. Relatively.
Yeah, I think it'll get away from Indiana. They'll score a couple late.
A close first half.
Not even. I think sewn up by halftime. I think they'll make some mistakes. That panic to put it on the ground or throw a dumb pass.
Oh,
and
see,
and then it'll go like boom, 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 and like three Buckeye scores.
I'd be interested to see what's the first half number.
24-7.
Oh,
I mean, what did they put out a spread for first half yet, Joe?
1 second. I do have that information.
Because
I just told you, they don't fucking know. I know.
I think it might. Oh, okay. So, I think Indiana comes out hot and heavy. You know, putting it's a game tied maybe going in the second quarter.
Sean's almost dead on balls accurate.
Okay.
Buckeyes first half, -10.5. Over under is 34.5.
Oof. All right, so yeah, they're telling me.
I think Buckeyes are a little angry they didn't play last week.
Agreed.
Agreed. They're going to come out ready, prepared, fired up, but that doesn't always, you know, equate to complete success right away.
They've been looking at tape on Indiana since before Indiana's game, and then watched and studied. And, I mean, they should be well prepared for this game.
Yeah.
I would like to see some rollout passes, some read option, and getting 6-7 yards clip on the ground, swing out, easy dump off passes, try a couple deep passes, you know, just pretty much doing what we want first couple drives. I thought Penix, you know, might be able to make some plays, do some weird shit that we weren't ready for, get a quick score, make it interesting, and then like second, third quarter, we just hit them with the wave and put it away by mid third quarter, you know, be sitting people and getting the backups and stuff playing. Kind of how I saw it going, but I don't know. The boys out in the desert know what they're doing, so
yeah,
maybe it's right. Just going to be going crazy from the jump. Be nice to see. It'd be nice to see us just come out and just explode, like kind of like how Penn State we did, where we just showed you, anything we throw at you, you can't handle. That would be ideal. That'd be ideal for the country to see, not, you know, Buckeyes fans. We all know.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, when you take a week off, unscheduled week off especially, you got to make up for it. You know, you suddenly fall to the back pages.
Yeah, so we got to make a statement. But we do have that big noon game, the Fox lead-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Urban will be. They're going to be. Are they still going to be on site?
Yeah,
they were scheduled to be in Columbus.
Yep.
Yeah, so we get the big crowd. I'd be interested to watch the pregame, getting Urban's appreciation from. Well, there's not gonna be, but never mind. There's not gonna be fans there cheering or anything.
Yeah, it'll be canceled anyway, so don't worry about it.
All right.
They're probably all gonna fucking Zoom meeting from inside a van.
Oh, God.
With like partitions in between each other.
The back of a U-Haul truck.
Right.
Nice. All right, let's talk about some Big Ten games. More specifically, some teams in the Big Ten that have really, really underwhelmed, to say the least. Where do you want to start? Here's your three choices.
Oh, Jesus, there's only three?
I mean, no, just about everybody.
Well, basically, the Big Ten is flipped upside down, except for us and whiskey, I would say. Here's your choice. Team up north, Penn State, or on the fence, whiskey. How do you feel about them is my question. Not, you know, they haven't let everybody down like the first two. But which one do you want to start with, Jeff?
I'll take them cocksuckers up north for 5,000, right. Alex, please.
Okay.
Total shit show. Total shit show. Penn State has a lot of the best players left opting out. Not giving them a pass by any means, but holy shit, Harbaugh. What in the fuck is going on, man? He sounds defeated in his press conferences. Like he doesn't have the answers. He's just fucking mumbling shit out there, hoping people aren't too hard on him. It's a total transformation from what his whole deal was about and why he was the man, the savior coming in. But holy shit, has he let that place crumble. They're a mess from top to bottom. There's nothing good that anybody says about Michigan in any aspect of that program.
Sean, you think that his players have quit because they feel he quit?
I don't know about that, and I think I just read they were getting some good, like, corners or something, which I'm thinking, I think one of the kids is from up here. Hopefully we can flip him.
But
who wants to go to Michigan right now? I mean, they look like shit. Like Jeff said, Coach is weirder than ever. You know, he doesn't say anything in his pressers. There's no, you know, at least he used to be climbing trees and fucking jumping up and down and being a dickhead. Now he's just, he's wandering around like he's fucking looking for his wife. I mean,
and he's in the press conference, it's like he's almost asking, like, you know, he's almost sending a message like, oh, we're just not getting it done. You know, like, if you don't want me here, you just need to get rid of me because I won't quit because I'm not a quitter. Like, almost, like, I almost get that feeling. Like, he's telling we're not good at, we need to,
you know, maybe coaching, maybe this or that. Maybe the COVID year is a complete buy, but I don't see it. The fan base up here, from what I've seen and read, I think they're all done with him. I mean, you can get anybody to win. With Michigan and the brand and the kids they get, you can get anybody to win 8-9 games a year.
Right.
I mean, and Michigan State hired a mid-level dude out of Colorado that came in with a shit roster and just handed you your ass. And then what was
that guy? That guy
did,
came
I
up
mean,
under Saban.
They've got no heart.
Right, he came up under Trussell too.
Well, so. Right, okay, true. I mean, he came up under
he
wasn't just some.
He had one yokel. Season of head coaching experience under his belt at freaking Colorado before taking over Michigan State. So, yeah, I think it's just a matter of Harbaugh playing out his contract and walking away. I don't see it any other way. I don't think he re-signs an extension. I'm not sure Michigan even offers an extension.
Well, if they haven't, yeah. He's only through next year, right?
21, yeah, end of season, a year from now.
Right, okay, if they haven't,
You know, I heard that. I heard they were going to, and then COVID hit, basically, and they're like, all right, let's switch through all this stuff to pass. Well,
it's true. Sure, it gives the school the out to say, with COVID, you know, we got to evaluate everything, day to day or whatever the fuck. They can play it out for a reason why not to sign them. I don't know.
I mean, the way it's going for Harbaugh, you know what Harbaugh wants? Harbaugh wants the season to be canceled. Any excuse Michigan has to not play this season, I think Michigan is in for. Their fan base is done. Their coach is done. Seems like their team's done. And if there's an easy out for Michigan, I think they'd quit in a second.
And this team was trash to start, even before you even factor in the corona. If this was just a normal season, this team was garbage, dude.
But the hype, man, the fucking hype.
Oh, because they can talk. They talk big. They talk big every fucking year, man.
I knew their offense was going to be sketchy. I thought their D-line was going to be okay. I thought their secondary was going to be okay because they got that Dax Hill, but then that Ambry Thomas opted out and didn't come back. He's like, nah. And then...
Why wouldn't he come back? It wasn't like he was a top 10 pick. Like or something. I mean,
he's probably second, third rounder, right?
Right. Someone okay. So, I mean, so it could have definitely benefited from coming back. You know, this speaks to the culture, is what I'm getting at.
Right. There was some other guy that stayed out as well, I thought.
That was if you thought good. You really had
maybe a deal on came him, back. Why would you not? Quiddy Pay came back. He originally
came
opted.
Back. Nico Collins didn't come back.
Right.
Yeah.
Who was
He's
their
a good
best receiver.
Yeah.
Right. Tariq Black in the offseason transferred to Texas. He's playing there.
They got like that Ronnie Bell, who's like really exciting and a great athlete, but he can't catch. He drops the ball all the time.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I mean, I love throwing this out on Twitter all the time, how that running back, Corum, he was supposed to be like all the hype from the Michigan fans and those guys on M Live was he's the next J.K. Dobbins. They love to compare their players to Buckeye players of all timers.
Yeah, so they got this Chase Young too.
Corum was a J.K. Hutchinson on defense was
the Bosa.
Both Bosas, and then Milton was a combination of Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. Okay. Then what's to stop you?
Yeah. So what happened, guys? What happened?
You got some splaining to do.
Yes. I mean, but this is every year with them. Exactly.
You hear my best a lot friend of off-season fans.
He's so defeated.
The one thing that I do hear is, like, they could keep Harbaugh, but if they would, it would have to be, like, he cleans it all out. Don Brown, everybody, gone. Your kid's not got a coach there anymore, and...
Yeah, his kid doesn't do anything good. They got no strategy. Kid? His son, Harbaugh's son, is like tight ends or something.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
They got no recruiting strategy. Jesus. It's just throw shit against the wall.
Fucking dad ball. You think you're over that? Like when your kid's 13, fucking dad's still fucking coach.
Right. Yeah, how old are we? So what about Penn State, guys? What do you think about... collapse there. Huh? What went wrong?
I don't think they were going to be that good to begin with. They lost some talent, and then once what's his face Parsons said no way, and the running back started going down. I mean, they had nothing left. I think they're a different team with Micah Parsons. And if they got the other top two running backs, I think they're a different team. That's the heart and soul of that whole thing. They got caught in a bad spot, and they're better than their record maybe, but they're not good. I never thought that Clifford was good.
Joe,
he's a little bit shittier than the quarterback they had before. They used to run around, just chuck it up in the air.
Oh yeah, they yanked him last
they
week.
They love those little dudes that just fucking want to run around and then throw it straight up.
Throw it to the big tight end. Yeah. Yep. What's that, Joe?
I think it's almost as simple as they missed on the quarterback this time. McSorley, who you're talking about, he made plays. McSorley was a stud for them. I think they just missed on the quarterback, and then you had all these other factors happening. But they thought Clifford was going to be better than he is, and Clifford's just not good. So it might just be one of those things. Like they haven't, he didn't nail the quarterback. Like we've been able to nail the quarterback every time, every replacement. Nah, they missed, and then combine it with all the other shit that happened.
They went the Tate Martell route, and sure might have went.
But I don't know. But Franklin, I've never liked him, ever. Since he was a Vanderbilt coach, I didn't like him because he made some stupid ass comments. Just one time I heard, but nobody likes him. Okay, Sean, you stand on that post. But he might not be there. So that program could be in real flux.
Might not be there. Where the hell is he going to be? Texas?
You know, it might be a mutual thing where like he's. Just you know, like I've gotten this place as best I can do it. It's time, you know. Maybe I can go. I got my eyes on this place over here.
I mean, I don't know if he's got that many great, better gigs calling for him. You know, maybe a. I mean, I don't know who's better than what he's got. I think I give the guy a lot of credit.
USC might be open.
I give the guy a lot of credit for what he did with a complete dumpster fire.
Because he got them back to
respectability, and no, I don't like the guy, but I take my hat off to kind of what he's done. If not for him, the Big Ten would have been a serious mess few years. That's been our best game, you know, for years now. So I respect that he puts out a solid product. And
purely through recruiting, I think. He works that hard. His program, they probably have to work. They might even work harder than Ohio State coaches at recruiting, in order to barely be mentioned with us.
And that's I'll bet you Franklin's out there doing it himself a lot and pushing hard. I mean, he's a high energy guy.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure he gets brought in to close all the time, whereas Ryan Day might not have to get called to get the commitments from.
Well, it still shows you the great gap in talent between us and everybody else in the Big Ten. And Penn State's the closest to us. you know, and it's still
yeah, roster. Looking at the rosters, yeah, I would say yeah. You look at the rosters this year, just recruiting rankings of your roster. Penn State's got to be number two. Michigan would be a third. I would guess. Mm-hmm. Probably a close third. Two and three would be closer than one and two.
Have you guys looked at on 24/7 Sports website? They have this what's called the college football team talent composite, and what it does is it adds up your recent recruiting classes, so everybody that's currently on your roster, and it ranks every team by what is just a point system by right. Their ratings, okay, five star, four star, whatever. So Ohio State is number three behind Georgia and Bama, okay, and it's very tight. We're like 14 points behind Georgia, okay, so we're third. Clemson's right behind us. Then I'm skipping down here. I'm skipping Penn State is 13, and that's the first Big Ten team I run into. And they're
that's
at 8.
That's a cool way of, and that's a cool analytic. I'll have to check that out.
So
who's
they're
five. I'm curious. Who's
they're
five? I'm curious.
Five is Texas.
Okay.
And Herman can be set with that talent.
There's a huge drop off after us to Clemson. You're talking about a 976 versus 915.
Yeah.
Us to Clemson talent ratio.
It's an A minus to an A plus.
So, yeah, that's three more five stars and a shitload more four stars. But anyways, I want to point that out when we're talking talent comparisons in the Big Ten. Michigan's down here at 17. From there, I mean, Nebraska's at 24, but we're really getting into the bottom of the top 30.
Right.
Right.
Wait, how does that get fixed? You know, you say, well,
where's the Cincinnati?
Cincinnati.
It won't show up yet.
Not even.
He needs another year or two before he gets to that top 25. But Fickell will get there.
They are 59.
Fickell's going to get that.
59.
Michigan job, maybe.
No, man. It'd be like that.
I heard Laurinaitis was talking about it today, and they had Kirk Coleman on the show today, and yeah. So Coleman was talking, and Laurinaitis asked him, he's like, do you think Coach Fick would ever go there? And he's like, and Coleman was like, I don't know. And Laurinaitis seems to think that he has so many ties, he couldn't picture Coach Fickell putting those colors on.
$7 million,
but he was saying, he was using the number 8.5,
right?
That's what they're paying Harbaugh. He's like, that's generational money. You know, it's hard to fathom what a guy would choose. But
Fickell's not taking that job. There's no reason to, especially in a program in decline. Why would you? Why would you want to build up Michigan as a former Buckeye? You know. He wants either Notre Dame or Penn State.
Yeah, I think the Penn State job. I think if they choose like a mutual separating
Franklin
after this year.
Can go USC,
yes.
He'd go Texas even.
I think USC.
Fickell's so. Taking the money and turning his back on Ohio. He recruits Ohio. It's going to be the new 10-year war, the new Schembechler, Woody. You watch,
right?
Leave it to fucking them scum fucks up there to wait for a coordinator of ours to lead them to the promised land.
Gary Muller was a former Ohio State player.
You let me be coach when it was a shit show, and I fucked it all up.
Yeah,
and then you guys ditched my ass, basically.
Right.
Not
happening.
I wouldn't believe that there's any bad blood with Fickell in Ohio State.
I'm not falling for the man in the tailpipe.
No, there isn't any bad blood. It's going to be manufactured. He's going.
You're calling him to Michigan.
Shit.
For the money.
I won't.
No, he ain't about that. He ain't about the money. He's very content in Cincinnati. He could stay there for 10 more years. He's got a huge family. He's not going to uproot them and move them all over to fucking
Or country. He could just work for 2 more years and on that Michigan money till they run him out of town.
I think he's waiting on the Ohio State job to open up.
And he That's going to be a while, bro.
It's it could be 5 years, maybe.
It could be 25 years.
I don't think so. Nobody stays anywhere for 25 years.
Ryan Day might take an NFL job. I mean, picture that. I mean, I don't picture Ryan Day leaving Ohio State for another school.
There's no other bigger
unless,
job.
Unless there's no bigger job. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. Like, unless there was like some issues that came up, you know, kind of like how Urban left, where there's like some controversy or whatever. But I could see Ryan Day taking the NFL job, like getting an offer at, you know, a tantalizing NFL job with a great young quarterback.
Ooh, tantalizing.
You know, in a couple of years, you know, you figure, you know.
Maybe.
They're going to ask.
He's definitely got the offensive mind to do it, but I think he likes molding young men. I think he likes people, and he likes developing younger guys. And the pros, I don't know. Just his personality strikes me as a college guy. Maybe that'll
change.
And
I think too, when you're at the programs like Alabama,
which I prefer the college guys.
I think when you're at programs like Ohio State too, or you know the top programs, LSU, minus their you know the investigations right now, but Clemson's and all these schools,
of course,
you might not. The NFL might not be as tempting because you have everything you want now. You know, whereas you know some coaches that you know, like Brian Kelly at Notre Dame, even where there's like limitations, and you're living in fucking South Bend, Indiana.
Yeah.
The NFL might be a little more tempting, but
I mean, you get to be the coach of one of the 5 teams in the country that always is going to be competitive, always. So. You just gotta, you know, if you're pretty good, you should be in it a lot.
You got a beast, feed it. That's all you do is feed it. Recruit every year.
Yeah. All right, boys. Lively show. Hopefully, this game actually happens. Cross your fingers and toes.
No Fickle to Michigan. Fuck that. I don't even want to say it.
That's not even an option. Anyways, as always, folks. Hit the website. Follow us on Twitter. What else? Anything else?
Hit the store. Buy some fucking gear.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you to all of our recent customers. Don't forget, folks, get your Beat Michigan and Beat Sparty shirts as soon as possible. It takes a couple days to ship out, so you want to plan ahead a little bit. But, boys, Jeff, Sean, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
No mention of Menergy this week. Too late.
Too late.
Did you Google it?
I did not.
I did not either.
You go on YouTube and search Menergy.
I was afraid to.
It's all right.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's going kind of weird thing that's gonna take me to. Get the FBI. You get the FBI looking for you. Stuff like
that. It's too late. All right, boy.
For sure.
All right. Talk to you later.
Later.